The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, you're listening to Get Paid. This is Sean Ryan. I think this might be the first Get Paid episode of the NFL season. But it's going to be a good one. I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently than usual. I have all the lines from BovadaSportsbook.com. What I'm going to be doing is futures. I'm going to be doing NFL futures Super Bowl bets today. But I'm also going to start the show with the best fantasy football waiver ads to give you your championship run. We're past the halfway point of the year. Now it's like getting, you know, making trades and getting ready for the playoffs. So I have the waiver ads that should be available. At least they were yesterday when I was looking, in about half of leagues out there. So there's a really good chance these players are available. They're the best ones at each position for you to pick up. But let me start again with the Super Bowl picks. So I do on, you know, the Functional Sportsaholic show, I do a power rankings when I do that show during the season. And I'm not doing a power rankings here. What I'm doing is my favorite bets. And there's a key difference there, right? If I have a team at number one, that doesn't necessarily mean I think they're the best team in football right now. What I think is, given the value of their odds from Bovada or something like that, then I think that they are the best bet. They're the ones that I would put my money on because there's a good chance they'll win, but I like the payout. So there's a little bit of a difference. Now, obviously, I'm not going to bet on bad teams. I'm only going to put my money on teams that I think will actually win the Super Bowl. But I'm going to do the top 10 in that regard. I will warn you, I don't. There are some here that, while they're my favorite 10 bets, I probably would actually only bet on maybe like five or six of these teams, and I'll run through that as we go along. But I'm not going to go any further. Let's just, I said I'm going to start the show with the fantasy football stuff. Did I say that? Yes, I did. I'm going to start the show with the fantasy football ads. Okay, at quarterback, in terms of additions, this should be obvious. Kyler Murray, he looked pretty good for being off for a year, so I like adding him. Also at quarterback, this is less obvious. He's going to be around for most of you out there. Josh Dobbs. Now, Kyler Murray, that's obvious. He'd be my priority. Josh Dobbs I like because, look, this isn't Arizona. Kyler Murray is going to get things going in Arizona. Josh Dobbs isn't going to get things going for a franchise that's a little bit down and out like Arizona. Plus, they had some issues at the running back position when Dobbs was still starting there. Now he gets over to Minnesota, and they have a full crop of really established receivers and a good defense to back him up. And Josh Dobbs runs the ball quite a bit. I think he's leading the league in rushing yards by a quarterback this year. So he's going to get you rushing yards. Justin Jefferson is going to come back. He had a great game last week after basically one full week of practice in terms of fantasy. So I like Josh Dobbs at quarterback. Next on the list at running back, again, this is kind of obvious. Running back, in my opinion, is a little thin out there. You could go for a Devin Singletary, but once Damian Pierce comes back, it's going to muddy the waters. I do think Singletary is the better back in Houston right now, but I think the coaching staff is going to split carries. What I would do, though, is Keaton Mitchell. That's 2 weeks in a row where he's looked electric. I just worry that the Ravens are not going to give him the ball enough. It's been my gripe against Justice Hill. Justice Hill is a pretty good running back, but all of the running work share was centralized with Gus Edwards, and I worry that that's going to be the way with Keaton Mitchell as well. I will say this. I think Keaton Mitchell has officially surpassed Justice Hill on the depth chart in terms of, you know, usage and in key strategic situations. Justice Hill, I went big on him in the first week of the season when Dobbins went down, but I think that's over. RIP fantasy 2023 worth for Justice Hill. It's Keaton Mitchell moving forward for the Ravens. At wide receiver, I have two. Quentin Jackson, who by, you know, some of the reports, if you believe him, say he's not really picking up on the offense. He's kind of a bust, blah, blah, blah. First of all, it's too early for him to be a bust. He might not be picking up on the offense, but there's time. Second, in terms of rookie like tape, when I was watching college tape, I was really impressed by the ball skills of Quentin Johnson. He has good physical talent. He might not know the system in and out, but he'll get opportunities. The receiving core is thin there. There's injuries. Quentin Johnson will play. I like him. I also like Joshua Palmer for what that's worth. Oh, wait, not Joshua Palmer. Jalen Guyton for what that's worth. And then also Noah Brown. The reason I like Noah Brown, again, this should be obvious to everybody who's seen the last couple of weeks of football. You know, when it was, what, 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, I was like, I don't know what's going to happen when Robert Woods comes back and Nico Collins is in the game. Well, Nico Collins was out last week and Noah Brown went off again. At this point, when Nico Collins comes back, I do think Noah Brown will take a little bit of a step back, similar to how Puka Nacua took a little bit of a step back when Cooper Kupp came back for the Rams. But moving forward, I think it's kind of a two-man show. Noah Brown and Nico Collins, with Robert Woods actually being the odd man out in terms of outside. And, of course, Tank Dell's going to continue to do what he does. At tight end, again, this should be obvious, Trey McBride, another Cardinal, right? Kyler Murray's back. He threw to Trey McBride a lot. When Zach Ertz comes off of IR, maybe there will be some more, you know, split in terms of work share there. But this is Trey McBride's tight end position moving forward. If you're in Dynasty, definitely snap him up. Of course, he'll be gone by now. But for one-year leagues, Trey McBride is actually still out there in a surprising percentage, like, you know, half the leagues out there. So check him out. And then last, we have the Kansas City Chiefs on defense. Everybody dropped them in the bye week. If it were me, I would have kept them through the bye week. I don't believe in dropping a top five defense just because it's a bye week. Sometimes when you have a defense that good, you keep that defense. So there you go. Those are all players at every position that can help your championship run. Let me get back over to the Super Bowl, my favorite Super Bowl bets. Again, it's not a power rankings, my top 10 Super Bowl bets. Number 10 on my list is the Dallas Cowboys. Why do I have them at 10, right? I think, you know, in terms of Bovada, the odds for them is something like, you know, I think they're like the fifth or sixth top team. The reason is that, first of all, the value is always a little bit bet, you know, up or down or whatever you want to say it. They're always a little overvalued in terms of betting just because everybody loves betting the Cowboys. Second, Dak Prescott, similar, I guess, to Kirk Cousins, he hasn't won a lot of big games. He blows the doors off of teams that are bad, but when he plays a good team, he loses. Now, they almost beat Philadelphia a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia, and if they had done that, you know, maybe I wouldn't be making that statement. Actually, I still would. I would just say it was an outlier because it would have been at this point. But I just don't think Dallas is going to get through a tough NFC. I think they're maybe like the third or fourth best team in the NFC. So I wouldn't put my money on it, they are my top 10, right? They're my number 10. Number 9 on my list. Oh, by the way, Bovada has Dallas at plus 1,000 to win the Super Bowl. Number 9 on my list is the Cleveland Browns. The reason I have them here is, first of all, I believe in the defense, right? I know they gave up a lot of points to the Ravens, but there are a lot of teams that are giving up points to the Ravens. The Cleveland Browns, the reason I have them higher is that Deshaun Watson actually looked a little bit like what we were used to seeing Deshaun Watson look like back in Houston a couple of years ago. If he strings that together moving forward, you're going to get a lot of value. But that's the bet. Do you think Deshaun Watson will be able to string performances like that together? Do you think he'll grow in confidence? Do you think that's going to be the case for the Cleveland Browns? Because the defense is a championship-level defense. If Deshaun Watson can play like he played in Houston, well, then you have a quarterback that can win some pressure games. He won national championships, so we know that he can win games, right, that are under pressure. I do like the Browns. Bovada has them at plus 2,600. To win the Super Bowl, and that's why I have them at number 9. That's pretty good value, 2,600. Number 8 on my list, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like them. They just got the doors blown off of them by San Francisco, so that concerns me from a point of view where, like, hey, you had a bye week, you knew you were preparing for San Francisco, and the game wasn't competitive at all. But Jacksonville, dating back to last year, has been on a run. There was a stat for a while that the only team to beat Jacksonville, you know, recently was the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that's kind of, you know, out now. What I'm seeing now from Jacksonville really is that they're probably a top 5 to 8 team in the NFL, but they have to beat the really, really big dogs out there. The really big dogs to me are like the Chiefs, the 49ers who we just saw, the Eagles. Those are tough games, I think, for Jacksonville. But they're not a bad team. They just played a bad game, right? So there's still value there. I think their Super Bowl odds probably decreased over the week. Bovada has them at plus 2,200 to win the Super Bowl. And I believe in the quarterback. I believe in the organization. So that's why I'm going to take them. Hey, plus 2,200, that's really good payout for it. So I like the value given what the organization looks like and the team can go. Yeah, sometimes teams just lay an egg. It happens. Generally not off a bye week, but it does happen. Once again, Bovada has Jacksonville at plus 2,200 to win the Super Bowl. Let's see here. Number 7 on my list, the Detroit Lions. Now, I hesitate because I like them as a team. I think they should be highly ranked, and they are, you know, at number 6 on this list. I do think they're a little maybe overvalued. And the reason is the defense hasn't looked as great the last couple of weeks. They're not bad, but they haven't looked great. And I'm not bagging them really even for what happened with the Chargers. Josh Allen and that Chargers team, they're very talented, even with the wide receiver issues. What I am kind of bagging them on is the Raiders. They had a tough time with the Raiders I don't know. I don't love what the defense is doing. We just need to get that a little bit shored up, because when you get to play, you know, say the Eagles or the 49ers or any of these other amazing teams in the AFC, you're going to need your defense to show up. The offense is ready built. They're ready to win a Super Bowl. It's just a matter of what the defense can do. But let's see here. The Lions, once again, my number 7 pick, they're at plus 1,200 to win the Super Bowl, according to Bovada. And that's why I have them a little lower. Plus 1,200 to me isn't that great of a value given how their defense is playing lately, in my opinion. Now, number 6 on my list is the Baltimore Ravens. Ooh, that's low, right? That's low. I'm not bagging them for blowing it against Cleveland. By the way, they actually completely blew a game against Cleveland, completely blew a game against Pittsburgh. They really should be, what, 9-1 right now? But they're not, and that's how it is, right? I don't care about that so much. What I do care about is when they're blowing a game, I don't see the resilience. And the playoffs, to me, are as much about resilience as they are about anything else. I will say Lamar Jackson's playing way better than I thought he was, or that I thought he would in this first year in this offensive system. He's having a career year. I love what the Ravens are doing. The defense is certainly really good. I don't know. I'm just kind of, I wonder about their resilience if and when they're losing in the playoffs late. So we'll see how that goes. But Bovada has the Ravens at plus 950 to win the Super Bowl. Number 5 on my list is the Miami Dolphins. Now, this is going to surprise people. I say, I don't know about the resiliency of the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know about the defense of the Detroit Lions, and have criticized a little bit chinks in the armor for you know, some of these teams below. But the reason Miami, right, they have the defense. That's their Achilles heel. I don't know, man. They got Jalen Ramsey back. I was high on this defense. Maybe this is just my own bias. I was kind of high on this defense and Vic Fangio coming into the season. They have talent there. Jalen Ramsey coming back, I'm thinking, is going to add another dimension. I think Miami is going to, of course, run away with the AFC East. That's a given at this point, right, given what's going on with the Bills, the Jets, and the Patriots. But I think that they can compete well. Yes, I know they went to Germany and they, you know, they got kind of shut down by Kansas City. I know good defenses have been shutting down the offense. I think this team can compete late in the year. I do think it'll be helpful if they have home field advantage, which it's looking like they might be the 2 seed. They might not have to go on the road until, you know, a championship game, depending on how the schedule shakes out. But yeah, I like the Dolphins. Bovada does too, because they're plus 1,100 to win the Super Bowl, which isn't great value given the question on defense, but this is just, I think the defense is going to get better as we go down the road. Number 4 on my list, a shocker maybe? The Kansas City Chiefs, number 4 on my list. Why? Because I don't like the value as much. You look, Patrick Mahomes, of course, he has Super Bowl pedigree. The Kansas City Chiefs defense is leading the way. We need to see more from the receivers. And I think Rashee Rice can do it. Obviously, Travis Kelce's fine. The Taylor Swift stuff, the ebbs and flows of Taylor Swift being there, I'm not really buying that so much, as some teams are just putting three defensive backs on Travis Kelce to kind of limit him so that the receivers have to beat the defense. And until the receivers start making people pay downfield and catching passes, catching dimes that Patrick Mahomes is throwing to them, they're going to continue to kind of ratchet in Travis Kelce. So it's going to be slow going, I think, statistically for Travis Kelce until the receivers assert themselves. Coming off a bye week, I would hope Rashee Rice is more integrated into the offensive game plan. Bovada has Kansas City at plus 500 to win the Super Bowl. And that's, you know, the value. Is it there? I don't know. I want to see receivers catch. The other three teams up here, I think, are kind of ready-made once they're healthy, and that's the big deal. Number 3 on this list is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't even know why I have them at 3. You could make the argument they're 1, right? But they're number 3 this week. I shouldn't say that. I know why I have them, and I'll tell you why. I have the Eagles at number 3 because Jalen Hurts has been a little banged up. He's going to get healthier. But Devontae Smith hasn't really been integrated in the offense. He's been showing less signs of life the last couple of weeks. It's going to be a great game, a fun game to watch, the Chiefs versus the Eagles. I think the Eagles are actually going to beat the Chiefs this week. But, you know, I don't care if they don't. I don't care if it's a blowout one way or the other. These are really good teams. It's fine. I do wonder a little bit about the secondary from Philadelphia. I do wonder a little bit about Jalen Hurts. you know, how banged up is he? Is it like something where he's going to be fine after the bye week? Well, we'll know very soon. But he is banged up, and that gives me a little bit of a pause. The Eagles, plus 550 to win the Super Bowl, according to Bovada. Number two on my list. I think this is probably going to be a shocker to everybody. They're not even in the playoffs if the season ended today. The Cincinnati Bengals. They got to get healthy. Everybody was freaking out in the first quarter of the season when they started like 0-3 or 1-3 or whatever it was. They do that every year. Joe Burrow is a gamer. They should have beaten Houston. Joe Burrow puts a pass right on Tyler Boyd. If that was T. Higgins, if that was Ja'Marr Chase, if that was anybody else, you know, and really, frankly, if it was Tyler Boyd 99 out of 100 times, he's going to catch that pass. Just bounced off his hands. It happens. I'm not freaking out. And yes, the Cincinnati Bengals have a very tough game against the Ravens. I think that's a desperation game. I'd actually kind of lean more towards the Bengals in that game. I can't remember where they're playing, if it's in Cincinnati or Baltimore. But that's an interesting one. I love both of those teams off a loss. I just hate they're playing each other because they would roll. They would absolutely destroy a bad team, but of course they have to play each other. But anyway, the Bengals need that game a little bit more. Even if they lose that game, I'm still not out on them. They're my preseason Super Bowl pick, and I'm not being stubborn. When everybody's healthy for Cincinnati, they're good. They have a couple of key defensive lineman injuries. They have a couple of T. Higgins, obviously, that injury is an issue right now. But once those guys are back, nobody wants to play this team. I still think they're the best team in the AFC, top to bottom, if healthy. But that's the bet. Are they going to get healthy? I think they will. It's going to take a couple weeks. And even if they go on a little bit of a losing streak, they're not going to go on enough of one that they won't be able to sneak into the playoffs. Can you imagine Cincinnati as the 7 seed and then they have to go on the road and play the 2 seed like a Miami or something like that or a Baltimore? Oh my gosh, that's the worst case scenario if you're Baltimore. You're the 2 seed if you're Baltimore and then you have to host Cincinnati, who's arguably better. They're a division opponent. That's not really a home field advantage game at all. It's a division game. It sucks. But anyway, that could happen. It's going to be really fascinating in the AFC this year. I love them. A lot of good teams. But Bovada has the Bengals. This is the real reason why I have them at number two. The value. I like them. I like the Joe Burrow value. I like the Cincinnati Bengals health value. And Bovada has them at plus 1,100 to win the Super Bowl. So in terms of like my top favorite teams, they have the best payout. So there you go. They're number two. And number one is the San Francisco 49ers. This is a little bit of recency bias. And I never cared about the 3-game losing streak. You know, they weren't healthy. This is all about health. Betting on Super Bowls, it's about health, right? It's about health. The healthiest teams, you get a crop of maybe like 6-ish teams that have the talent and the coaching staff to win the Super Bowl. Then they have to be healthy. San Francisco was kind of there. I was really intrigued to watch the Philadelphia versus San Francisco game last season, the NFC Championship game. Then Brock Purdy gets hurt in the first drive. Kind of blows everything, right? Philadelphia runs away with it. I wonder what would happen, and I think we'll get a rematch this year. I think it's going to be Philly and San Francisco in the NFC Championship again. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bovada has the San Francisco 49ers at plus 525 to win the Super Bowl, which I think is a nice payout again. So there you go. There's a full list for you. Once again, I'll go from 10 to 1. Dallas at plus 1,100. Number 9 is Cleveland at plus 2,600. Number 8 is Jacksonville at plus 2,200. Number 7 is Detroit at plus 1,200. Number 6 is Baltimore at plus 950. Number 5 is Miami at plus 1,100. Number 4 is Kansas City at plus 500. Number 3 is Philadelphia at plus 550. Number 2 is Cincinnati at plus 1,100. And then Bovada has San Francisco 49ers at plus 525. To win the Super Bowl. Those are my favorite Super Bowl bets. Hope everybody goes out, makes bets, and gets paid.
You want to get paid? Then get paid. Sean and Brad help you with the games, from the fantasy to the gambling. We the NFL experts help you win. You better tune in for the two hosts. They know everything, from the players to the coaches. So get paid on a Sunday, because the team right here know the game the most. From Chi-Town to the Florida coast, got swag, got butter with the toast. Brad's a washed-up model, don't hate on that. Sean writes the fantasy football almanac. So quit that losing time to win. We talk fantasy or real, whatever you win. You're gonna wish this podcast never end. Now get ready for the best show to begin. Let's go.